The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Sport on The Hard Shoulder.
With Dove Men Plus Care. Proud supporters of the British and Irish Lions. Upgrade to Dove Men Plus Care. Because care changes everything.
Off the Ball is with me to look ahead to the weekend's sporting action. And Owen, we shall start with breaking news. Dublin is the new senior inter-county football manager.
Yes, indeed. Ger Brennan is going to become their manager. He has been appointed. We wait to see what will happen with his backroom team and who's going to go in there.
Nobody
with him.
Nobody saw this coming.
Well, to be fair, Declan Darcy did seem to be the front runner. That was the reporting. And, you know, the good old headline, bookmaker suspends betting on a candidate, and they had suspended betting on Declan Darcy was a headline this morning. So it is a little bit of a plot twist. Now, again, we'll wait to see what actually happens with his backroom team. Could Darcy be a member of Brennan's backroom team? It's not unthinkable, but it did seem that they were coming from different angles on this and they were both competing for this role. It was thought that Darcy had a pretty competitive team with him. Johnny Cooper was potentially involved and was potentially in the mix as well. So we'll see what happens here. Now, Brennan, if you look at maybe his history, he's a winner in 2011, winner in 2013. He's a Vincent's man. You'd wonder, could he potentially coax Pat Gilroy back into working with an inter-county setup again? He was credited massively with what happened in 2023 when he came back to help Jim, or to help Desi Farrell, I should say, get Dublin over the line on that occasion. So they're the sort of clues you start to look for immediately. But to be honest with you, there's not even a whisper of what might happen. This is the way the Dubs have often done it, where you don't really see what's about to happen before it happens. And we don't really know for sure what's going to be in that backroom team. But that they will be the all-important clues as to how successful this thing can be next year. Of course, Brennan in his own right has had a magnificent year. His second year with the Louth Footballers has got them over the line in Leinster and overachieved with them, you'd have to say. So the time is right, I think, for him to step up. No offence to Louth, to step up to the Dublin job and try and win Sam next year.
All right, we'll have to wait and see then how the backroom team shapes up. But he's officially the new Dublin football manager. We'll stick with Gaelic Games. We were talking about the Camogie a little bit earlier. And again, we'll quote the bookies here. Cork are very much firm favourites.
They are going for three in a row at the weekend. Now, anybody who saw the final last year will know that Galway are right on their heels and maybe will be energised by that and get a lot of motivation from that as well. Cork, as I say, the last team to do three in a row was actually Wexford in 2010, 11 and 12. But Cork are the dominant force in Camogie. And since they've last done a three in a row, Wexford, Kilkenny, Tipperary have all done the three-peat. So I think Cork will probably feel to themselves, it's about time we got back on that three in a row run at this stage. So they're in their fifth final in a row. They lost a 21 decider to 22 decider before going on to these back-to-backs. One of those deciders was lost against Galway. And really, when it comes to the paths to the final before Sunday, Cork were asked some serious questions in that first half against Waterford. Waterford played a sweeper, gave Cork a few issues, but in the second half, Cork really stretched their legs and pulled away. And
they ran up fairly high scores in most games. Galway did it against Down, but they were much tighter affairs most of their matches.
Yeah, and their defence has been very impressive as well, around an average of a 10-point concession per game for Galway this season, 10.2 points to be precise there. So it could be the irresistible force against the immovable object in terms of Cork versus Galway, but you'd have to favour Cork. It is an All-Ireland day with a little bit of a difference. We've been used to seeing Cork in particular having a couple of teams on finals day, but they've moved the intermediate teams into different competitions. So it is going to be six different counties. You're going to have Kerry and Offaly in the intermediate decider at 3 o'clock, Armagh against Laois in the junior decider at 1 o'clock. And of course, the president of the Camogie Association, Brian Malloy, was making no bones about the fact that he wants people to show up on Sunday. He wants to break the record for a Camogie final and try and hit the 40,000 mark this Sunday. So it'll be interesting to see if having six different counties will actually help that along. But the main event, Cork Galway, throws in at 5:15, which is quite late of a Sunday.
Yeah. We were speaking a couple of weeks ago on this show to Sinead Gibney of the Social Democrats about this story about Ireland being drawn in the same group as Israel for the Eurobasket, essentially kind of qualification for the European Championships of basketball. And there have been question marks over whether the game would go ahead. It is going to go ahead, those games.
It is. Basketball Ireland releasing a Friday evening statement, which is quite often it's quite often a clue as to what they reckon.
Please don't ask us about this. We don't want to talk about this.
Correct. So they're going to go ahead with this. They say after extensive deliberation with various stakeholders, they've decided Ireland will compete in these qualifiers that are up against Bosnia and Herzegovina, Luxembourg, crucially, Israel. They've said that it's ultimately not up to individual federations such as Basketball Ireland to make decisions on this. It's up to FIBA, to the international governing body, to make a decision on this. They say they acknowledge the, and I quote, the tragic events of October 7th, 2023. And then they say they're deeply concerned with the ongoing suffering being faced by the people of Gaza and has raised this with FIBA Europe. So they cite in this statement the fact that they would be subject to a fine of up to €80,000 should they fail to fulfil their first fixture with Israel. Should they fail to fulfil the second fixture, the return fixture, they'd be vulnerable to a fine of up to €100,000. And then they could have future suspensions, a future fine of 30 grand could be applied. And they touch on the fact that they had been out in the cold for a while anyway. After the crash, women's basketball really suffered in this country. And it's something that they touched on last year as well, last February, when this story reared its head in a different way for Basketball Ireland. They seem to be touching on the same things. This is not going to go down well whatsoever. And I think there's a reasonable case to be made that Ireland really should have stood up and pulled their team out of this. There's no real suggestion from the statement that the players are pro this or anti this. Will the players play under protest? They did not shake the Israeli players' hands, for example, last February when they played. There's also the question as to when these games where these games are actually going to take place. They played in Riga last year instead of playing in Israel. So we'll see if it'll be Latvia once again for this fixture. They play on November 18. That's the Israel away fixture. I dare say that won't be in Israel. And then the return fixture, there's kind of like a grim sort of irony about this, is actually on St. Patrick's Day next year, Israel are due to travel to Ireland. Again, I dare say that will not be happening in Ireland anyway. So we'll see. Bernard O'Byrne, who is a board member of Basketball Ireland, has written to FIBA Europe, he says, and he called for the country's immediate suspension from the competition. And he says that they put it on the agenda and other board members of FIBA are considering the situation and they hope to have some sort of white smoke on that front in the next couple of weeks. But from what Bernard O'Byrne is saying, it doesn't really feel like an urgent issue for FIBA right now.
No, certainly doesn't. Owen, listen, thanks a million for all that. Owen Sheehan from Off the Ball.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.